Hey everybody, welcome to Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching Power Rangers. I'm just running with it. Watching Power Rangers episode 277, Power Rangers in Space, episode 27, Astronomer Thinks Twice.
It aired October 23rd, 1998, is written by Judd Lynn and directed by Worth Keeter. Again.
We're recording this immediately after the last episode on a Sunday. We haven't recorded on a Sunday since, I think, Green with Evil.
That sounds right.
So, strap in, guys. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because it's getting crazy.
Yeah, stuff is just, like, happening.
If you've just been listening up till now, now's the time to jump on and watch In Space with us, because it's really good. It's been really good. And it's only going to get crazier and bonkers from here, and in, like, 5 episodes, we're getting the Psycho Rangers.
That's right.
So,
it's going to get literally crazy up in here.
Yeah, their suits are so good. This is not Psycho Rangers yet. We'll get there. But first, we got to watch Astronomer Thinks Twice. Let's rock it!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in Space!
And we're back, and we just watched Astronomer Thinks Twice.
She thought, I would say 3 or 4 times.
I think she had quite a few thinks.
She had a lot of thinking to do, and she did them at least twice. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website, so say JakeandJosh.com is where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinGrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife, and you can leave us a rating and review in any of those places. I'm pretty sure I said rating and review, but it might have been one word.
Maybe.
No way to tell. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. If you go there and donate as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return, and you get our eternal gratitude, and we really appreciate it. So consider doing that if you want to support the show. It's a Monday, but the last 2 episodes have not aired yet, so we don't have any new emails or tweets or anything.
Nope. No new reviews. Still sitting pretty at 49 with 1 3-star or whatever.
Just a 3-star click. Like look, it's bound to happen sooner or later.
Yeah, they're all right. I think that's fair.
I think it's pretty fair. We kind of have some news.
Do we?
We kind of have some news. So first up, these are both from Artley, who's doing the Lord's work here. She sent us a Power Rangers commercial from very early on in Power Rangers. But it's from Brazil. Only Brazil got it. Or if at least Brazil got it, and I don't know how many other places did.
Right.
And it's just them being like, hey, get your 5 food groups a day, and that's it. It's pretty cool. I want to track down every single thing like this now. It's what it makes me want to do. Because they don't do that anymore.
No.
They don't have like popular TV shows to be like, hey, kids, eat right. Like, it's like...
Nope.
A cereal character being like, hey, make sure to eat right, but eat my sugary cereal too.
As a kid in the era of PSAs, it didn't work on me. I had pizza like so many times last week. It's crazy.
I haven't had pizza. I had pizza last week at one point because I was like, I'm not making anything. I ordered pizza.
Here's the thing. I clicked the send me offers checkbox on Papa John's.
I got to click that so I can know when the sweet offs are.
It's finally slowed down, but for like the last 2 weeks, every time a Texas team was playing a sport, I got a 50% off coupon. It was every day for about 2 weeks.
Good thing I don't have those, or else I'd be dead from cheese death. Because I am lactose intolerant, but I do still eat pizza because like I'm not smart. and sometimes I just want pizza, and like, look, they're my guts. I'll tear them up if I want to.
Right.
So
no one can tell you otherwise.
Yeah.
You're a grown man.
And then like, I just roll around in some like gut pain for a while, but I did have pizza earlier, so that makes it better. and the other piece of news from Artley is this article on comicbook.com reporting about the Power Rangers movie. So like,
that's as official as it gets.
I guess it's not just comic books. They're not just for kids anymore. Bam, pow.
Bampow.com.
Bampow. The comics aren't just for kids anymore. Turns out that the Power Rangers movie didn't make as much money as they were hoping for in China. It made about 1.2 million less than they wanted over there, because they want to get above 150 million and they don't think it's going to happen because I guess it's only going to be in China for 5 days or something. It doesn't say why they don't think it'll ever get to 150,000 worldwide or 150 million worldwide.
Right.
But it made 132 already. That's pretty close.
Right.
Like, it's going to be fine.
I don't know. Hey, you know how you could have had this movie make a lot more money?
Just like market the movie that you made.
Advertise it, right. Yeah. Yeah. Show me the movie you made and not this weird edgelord, like, dark, gritty movie.
This Halsey cover of Johnny Cash's I Walk the Line for the first trailer? That's stupid.
Yes, very
That's
stupid.
Just very... For the movie that we got, that movie is not a Halsey's cover of Johnny Cash's Walk the Line movie.
No.
At all. But here's the thing. The movie costs $100 million to make, and marketing for the movie, I don't think cost more than $32 million, if I'm being honest.
I don't know. Those numbers are so big, they don't even make sense to me.
Well, marketing is weird, because it costs a lot more than you think it would.
I always thought...
That was included in the budget.
That was included in the budget.
That's not. That's just to make the movie. That's toe-to-tip making the movie, is that. And then the marketing comes afterwards. But this also has the benefit of a toy line, which didn't do great at our store, and
well,
that's a representation.
That is because the toys all look like poop.
The toys all look like Dookie from the garbage can, and no one wants to buy that. So,
no. I mean, there is a market for poop toys. Grocery Gang is doing great.
I have always hated gross toys. Like, we have Mad Balls again.
Mad Balls are a thing that I did have as a kid.
I never had them.
There's one, like, I looked at the back of, like, the little blind bag one where there's more, like, options, I guess. There's more different balls in there.
Yeah.
And there's definitely one back there. I'm like, I had this.
The eyeball?
As a kid. It was the eyeball. It's one that's like a...
With a mohawk?
It's like a snake with something else coming out of its mouth. Or maybe the snake is coming out of something else's mouth.
I can't remember.
I have to look at it to tell you which one it is.
I never had any Mad Balls. I never had any Garbage Pail Kids or...
I loved the Garbage Pail Kids.
I hated that. I feel like I was, like, I was very bad at being a little boy because, like, I hated all the gross toys that they tried to sell me.
Yeah.
And I was like, no thanks. That's gross. I'm out.
Garbage Pail Kids was hit or miss. As far as, like, how funny the kid actually was. None of them, when you look at them with mature eyes, are funny at all.
No, they're disturbing and terrible.
Dumb, like, I was definitely in the dumb kid demographic. I ate up all that crap.
So. Look, I'm not going to claim I was a smart kid, but I was not into all that garbage. Like, that was just not for me.
But, like, 90% of my toys were just Ninja Turtles or wrestling action figures. And, like, I had some cars that I just smashed up with rocks.
Look, we lost the plot. We were talking about the Power Rangers movie, and now we're here.
Well, it's because their toys look like a Mad Ball.
Well, at least it'll be easy to rebrand them. Just slap that Mad Ball's name on.
The problem is that there's too much going on the suits, and that doesn't translate well into a cheap toy, so they look lumpy and weird and gross.
Yeah, the best... I've heard this from Chris Sims, and it was something one of his coworkers said... I don't know which one. Someone from Comics Alliance, RIP in peace. The coworker's not dead, Comics Alliance is. He said that the most brilliant thing that Power Rangers / Super Sentai ever did was they made all their weapons and their car and their Zords and their suits look like cheap toys.
Yeah.
So you could just buy exactly that.
Yep.
These Power Rangers don't translate.
Nope.
And they don't just look like garbage because of it. That said, I don't think they lost money on the toys. I don't think that
No, they do. One more thing about the toys, though. These definitely look like dollar store knockoff toys.
They look like Powered Rangers.
The packaging looks very cheap.
Yeah.
The toys themselves look very cheap
and
knockoff-ish.
They're right next to the, like, Ninja Steel toys that look cool and good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're real close. You were so close. Why didn't you just do that? Anyway, this is all to say that I think that comic book movie is just trying to get some clicks and being a little... negative about money because, like, it made a lot of money. It made its money back. It made its marketing budget back. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'm confident it made that back. And here's the dirty secret about movies. They don't want to make money. Like, movies don't care about making money. They care about making exactly the same amount of money they made back.
That's insane.
That's it. That's a movie did good if it made the money it spent back.
And if you make anybody make money, oh, I guess you making money is in the budget, right? Or as far as the actors go,
yeah, that's all in the budget. Yeah.
How do like the producers provide the money? Right? Is that how this works?
The studio
slash producers. I don't know exactly what a producer does.
It's so complicated, Josh.
Don't get into it. We don't have the time.
We don't have the time.
But like, how do those people, if they only make their money back? That's like when I buy a scratch ticket for $2 and I win $2, and I'm like, nice.
Yeah, but
the problem is that happened to me too many times in a row, and I don't buy scratch tickets anymore. So I'm saying,
like, money back too many times.
It was just my money. I wasn't winning anything. So like, why would I just waste this time? I'm not losing money, but I'm not getting anything.
Because you're spending $2, they're spending $100 million.
But I'm saying,
like, and then they make a thing out of it.
And then that's true.
So there's that.
That's much better than just, yeah, oh, I've won my money.
And like, they want to make more money. And a lot of movies do make more money. All blockbusters, like every Marvel movie has made like four times its budget back. Like,
right.
So like, they're sitting like, they should so start pretty.
This is a dumb idea. Just fluff up the budget and see if they can like beat it.
I feel like they do that sometimes.
Like, Avengers 2 made whatever astronomical number. Double that for the next budget. Bring it on.
I think they might have done that between Avengers 1 and 2. And there's one movie coming out and I forget what it was. And I heard it was being made for $500 million, which is gonzo.
That's half a billion dollars.
That's crazy to me. But here's,
that's not a real amount of money. It can't
not for be. Us, no. But if you, as long as the movie makes its money back, like, there's a good chance it'll get a sequel, unless you're The Last Airbender, which had such bad PR that Nickelodeon and Viacom were like, we're good. We made more than our money back. It was like a $200 million movie somehow. I don't know where they spent it. And then and it made like $300 million. Maybe it was like $150 million. It made $300 million.
How did that movie make so much money?
Oh, at opening night, everyone went to see it.
Because they thought it was going to be good.
Because the trailers all looked good. I was there. I graduated 2 days later. It was my last hurrah in college.
We're way off base here again. But did they not say anybody's names in the trailer?
No. The only trailer I remember seeing was Aang, as you would come to know him, doing some like airbending in a tower, knocking out candle flames. And it looked awesome. In the movie, nothing they do correlates to the bending. Like, the motions they make don't affect the bending. They do a thing, and then bending happens.
Right.
And everyone says everyone's name wrong, and it's the worst movie. It's basically just the worst movie. Anyway, we're 15 minutes into this recording, and we haven't talked about Power Rangers.
We have an episode we need to talk about.
We do. Basically, what I'm saying is, nobody panic. We're probably going to get a Power Rangers 2. We're probably going to get a trilogy, and then they'll reboot it.
And then we'll get a reboot of the reboot.
And then we'll get to do Rita again.
Where they'll just be dirt bikers and the costumes will just be motocross outfits.
That's Kamen Rider.
But there's six of them.
You're right. Totally different. And they're dirt bikes formed together to make a little bit bigger dirt bike.
That's right. And he fights a little bit like 7 foot tall monsters.
We start off
by the Big Show. Now you can go.
We start off on Astronema. She's walking around an abandoned planet, hearing some voices. It's KO-35. Took a second for me to put that together, but not too long.
Are the voices supposed to be like her memory of living here?
I think so. Well, because a lot of them are like Karan from Little Andros, and then like her laughing as a kid.
Yeah, and there's just like ambient people, like crowd noises.
By the way, I am so happy that we don't have to pretend that we don't know the secret anymore.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have to be coy about it. Oh, it's so nice. So freeing. She has some flashbacks of her getting kidnapped and Andros being like, you're my sister. And then she has a flashback. I think she sees like her getting kidnapped, and which is weird.
They keep replaying like Darkonda taking her like 3 or 4 times.
Like in a row. They show her getting taken, and then like Andros comes back saying Karone, and then it cuts between that and Andros present day saying Karone. And that was kind of nice. He's like, you remember this place. You remember who you were before or whatever. And she just doesn't like what he's saying, I guess, as she blasts at him with her wrath staff, which I really enjoy that she's like having these thoughts, but is also still Astronema.
Yeah, she's conflicted. So she's just like going to default. Yeah. It's like, no, shut up. You're making this harder for me. I will destroy you for that.
So she leaves and she like zaps him and he like rolls. And when he stands up, she's gone. And he's like, Corona, and he goes looking for her. And then we cut over to Darkonda, who was watching from the bushes, who says something to the effect of, yes, she's deciding whether she's good or evil. This is perfect.
Yeah, she's torn between good and evil. Like,
what's your game plan?
His plan? I think he just wants her spot, brother.
Because later he'll talk to Dark Spectre, and it doesn't seem like this is his, like, Dark Spectre's plan.
No.
Going into business for himself.
Yeah, I don't know what the heck's going on with him.
It's okay, because Clippy does. Anders teleports away, and then Clippy shows up, and he's like, Darkonda, I'm here to kill you. you have no honor. I hate you. You must die now.
Yeah, because Darkonda is like, he talks to himself out loud. He says all of his plans out loud himself, so anyone around can hear him, and he is just talking about what's going on.
Like, later on, Clippy will be like, I know all these things that happened. And I was like, when did you hear that? But I'm like, you probably just overheard him just talking about his plans to himself when he was in the bathroom or whatever. Like, just going to take a leak, be like, yeah, I'm totally talking to Dark Spectre about all this stuff, playing everybody against everybody else. I'm good at this. Yeah. And he's like, okay, well, all right, I guess I'll file that away for later.
I'm just picturing a Clipdoor standing up on a toilet so you can't see his feet.
Just like
underneath
ducking
the door.
His pauldrons are poking out. And he's like, oh, good. I hope he doesn't see me. So then we cut to the theme song, and when we come back, Clippy and DK are having a standoff. Your boy DK.
DK. Darkonda.
He's the first member of the DK crew. And so they do some sword fighting, and then Darkonda blasts Clippy with lightning, which is super duper cheating.
But we did just establish he has no honor.
Right. So there is that.
Yeah, him cheating in this fight, because he does it a lot, is very fitting.
Yeah, I really like his power set and how they use that, like, so, to show character.
Darkonda, now I'm like starting to become familiar with Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
So Darkonda is what we would call a chaotic evil.
Yes.
Whereas Ecliptor is probably more like a lawful evil.
I would put
maybe
him
in neutral.
I would put him in the lawful evil, and I would put Astronema in the neutral evil.
Okay.
Position. Or Dark Spectre is chaotic evil, and Darkonda is chaotic neutral, because he's really just out for himself.
That's true.
But he does want to cause that good chaos.
He is on...
He is still evil.
The bad guy's side. But I think that would be covered under chaotic.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. This 9-square grid is very complicated.
Sometimes
I'm trying
it isn't,
to figure
but
it out. Because I'm playing a chaotic neutral character, but I'm not playing chaotic neutral, I don't think.
You're playing neutral.
Yeah.
Cool Kids Table. Go check it out. it's the Fallen Gods arcs. I play chaotic good, which I'm doing great. Stay on it. Crushing it. Staying humble while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good sword stuff. They do some real good sword fighting. The guy in the Darkonda suit is really great. He's very flippy. Does a lot of like back handsprings and stuff. It's real good.
I think the guy in Ecliptor's suit looks a little stockier, like a little bit of connective tissue between the blocks that make up the suit. Like, you can see he's a little bit bulkier. But I feel like he'd be able to move around similarly to Darkonda if Ecliptor's suit was not this weird, jagged, blocky mess.
This Batista with giant shoulder stabbers. Yeah. They're even. They're, like, pretty evenly matched. There's this one point where they, like, both knock each other down, essentially. And they're like, oh, we're evenly matched. And Clippy's like, yep, you're right. And blast him with eye lasers because...
Well, he starts running away.
That's right. I forgot that Darkonda was running away. But Clippy does blast him with eye lasers, which I would say is cheating, but, like, I don't like Darkonda, so... get him. Kill him, Clippy.
He's doing it to, like, stop him and keep him in the fight. Like, he's not letting him get away. He's not just, like, doing it for an advantage.
Yeah. So he gets blasted down a... Darkonda gets blasted down a cliff. And Clippy's like, oh, you don't get away that easy. And he goes up the cliff, and Darkonda's gone because he can teleport. Teleports in behind Clippy, grabs him, and he merges into Dark Clippy. I forgot what I was going to say for a second there. Dark Clippy, Dark Ecliptor, the weird hybrid Dark Clippy 2.0. It doesn't last very long, though.
No.
Because unlike last time, Ecliptor is sick of Darkonda's guff.
Darkonda's like, yes, I did it, finally. And then Ecliptor is like, nope, and they split. Darkonda can't believe it.
Yeah, he's like, that shouldn't have happened. He's like, it's because you're a dumb baby, and I'm Ecliptor.
Yeah, well,
deal with it.
He says it more elegantly than
that. He's like, oh, my will is stronger than yours.
He's like, I'm disciplined and, like, honorable, and you're just idiot. Chaotic and unfocused. Yeah. So it was very easy for me to just get out of there.
So then Clippy runs Darkonda through with his sword, and he falls down and blows up.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, man. He blew up. And I was like, wait a minute. He did that last episode and then just showed up at the end. And we didn't even talk about
this
that.
This is the third time we've seen him blow up.
Yeah. That'll come up in a second. So he's like, wait, there's no debris.
There should be Darkonda chunks
around
here.
There's no chunks hanging out. I can't make a stew out of what's left of him.
Oh.
So he's like, oh, he got away. And so he gets away. And we cut to where he is, and he's crossing off. He has, I don't know how many lives he had. I guess seven?
I think seven. Seven, I want to say nine, but that's cats.
I think he might have had eight, because if he's gone down three, he has five left. If he's gone down three, that math adds up. Maybe it was nine and we missed one. I don't know. I'm not keeping track.
He's got a lot of free mans, is what we're saying.
Got a lot of extra
guys. He went off the beaten path, got a lot of one-up mushrooms.
Yeah. And so he crosses out one of them. He's like, ah, I only got five left. Crap. This is going to blow. And then Dark Spectre just, like, pops up on his, like, weird, not a screen, just hanging out in a space screen. And he's, and Darkonda tells Dark Spectre about Astronema, but I don't remember exactly how he said it. But it made it seem like what he was saying earlier isn't what he's saying now. Like, he's saying it like, oh, we got to get her back on our side. Like I'm telling you, she's going good. You got to, yeah. You know, whereas earlier he's like, yeah, she's torn. Ooh, this is gonna be fun. So it's like, you got a lot of games going on.
I think he might be playing himself. So I don't know what's happening.
I mean, I think he'll probably end up playing himself. Cut to the Dark Fortress, where Clippy walks in and is like, you two Quantrons, get out or I'll kill you. And they're like,
yeah, it's just like, leave. He's very stern.
Yeah, he goes up to Astronema, who's like lounging on the she's Burt Reynoldsing on her bed, sulking, and Clippy's like, I forget what he says. He's like, we're ready to attack Earth or something.
He does say, like, now you know your past.
Does he?
Yeah, because they get into, like, a whole thing about it, I think.
Yeah, because she's like, why don't you tell me about my brother? And he's like, because we're both evil, but right. I'm a different kind of evil. I'm built to be evil. And you were born, and so you might end up going good again, and I don't want that.
He says you were born to be good, but like with my upbringing.
Training and guidance and whatever.
You have become evil.
She's like, so you were worried that I would go good? And it's this weird reversal of like from the other side is like, you could see the same conversation happening, but like replaced good and evil with each other. Like, oh, so you were worried I'd turn evil, but like you were gonna turn good. It's just weird hearing it that way. And not in a like, I'm evil, I like to eat farts, you know, like like all that stuff that like Rita
love
and
the
Zed
smell
did.
Of poop in the morning because I'm evil.
Eyeballs are my favorite. I love garbage pail kids. Like
hey.
I'm just saying the shoe fits, Josh.
I liked garbage pails. I did say I love them, didn't
you
I?
You did.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up good. I don't like him anymore.
You burned. Good thing Clippy wasn't your dad.
Hashtag got him.
So then he tells her about Darkonda and Dark Spectre. He's like, yeah, Darkonda was talking to Dark Spectre, and they're going to test you. And I was like, we never saw Clippy eavesdropping, but like...
Well, McClifthor does say Darkonda was talking to Dark Spectre and told him everything. But Astronema arrives at the conclusion of she's going to be tested on her own.
Right. And she's like, yeah, you warned me about Darkonda. I should have just listened to you. And he's like, well, you know, you make your mistake. Teens, grown up. And then, yeah, she's like, so he's going to test me and I'll be ready for it. And I thought in my heart, I'm like, yes, she'll be able to fake it. So she can turn good. But that's not her plan. She summons up a monster who's...
Well, she says, she's like, I'll pass with flying colors because I'm evil. Because
I'm evil.
And she summons up a monster, and I'm like, please tell me this monster's name is Flying Colors.
As far as I can tell, it is.
He doesn't get one.
He doesn't
this
get
season
one.
Just loves not naming these guys.
Yeah, it's another Mega Man X villain because he's got a weird arm.
He's got a needle gun.
Got a needle arm. He's like a jellyfish if instead of like tentacles, they had needles. And also, he had needles everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, he's very strange.
It's just like he's a bunch of shapes and needles is all. She tells him to destroy the Red Ranger. And I think they cut to commercial. And then we come back, and Andros is on KO-35 looking for Corone still. So he teleported away and then came back. Or did he just... Because he's in the same area. Like, there's still that one red building.
I went to get some lunch.
He's like, I'm hungry.
Let her cool down. I'll come back and try again. She'll be back.
So he gets attacked by flying colors. The only name we got for him. Who knocks Anderson's Morpher out of his hands and like it goes flying. Like it goes like 50 feet away. And then just starts like beating him up. Yeah, like because he caught Anderson off guard and he just can't get his footing back. Astronema is looking on, watching this happen. Flying Colors gets Andros down and is stepping on his chest, and instead of, you know, killing him, he just doesn't.
He just stands there and taunts him for 25 minutes.
As it takes. He's just gonna keep taunting him
until it's been long enough for him to get out of it.
So Astronema like picks up the Morpher and is like, yeah, perfect, he can't morph. And like over the course of the fight and then him getting stepped on by Flying Colors, she like has a change of heart and is like and throws it back, and it like lands on his wrist, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, she gets a flashback of like when they were playing with that weird Kinex ball.
Yeah, like tossing it back and forth.
And she said before she tosses it, she's like, Andros, like the full memory finally came back into her head, and she throws it almost perfectly onto his wrist.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I had a joke written in my notes that I jumped over.
Let's go back and hit it.
Okay, you want to go back and hit it? Yeah, yep. That's great. That's the hallmark of good comedy. So when she's looking at his Morpher, I just wrote, Astronema thinks twice. This is the moment.
She goes, here were her two thoughts. Should I toss this back to him or should I morph?
I said, come on, morph.
If she morphed... She has her battle armor on.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Does the battle armor get included into the suit?
Yes, please. God, I want so much that to happen. First of all, Astronema would be the best Red Ranger.
Basically, I think she'd be pretty good.
The only person that would be a better Red Ranger
is TJ.
TJ is up there. Surprisingly, TJ's up there. I mean, I guess not surprising if you've been listening to our show.
It sucks that TJ wasn't really a good Red Ranger until he became the Blue Ranger.
Jen in Time Force should be the Red Ranger, but is the Pink Ranger because of garbage.
Right. But at least they still let her lead the team.
She's still the leader. God, that season's so good. I kind of want to watch it again, but we're going to be watching it in like a couple years. Let it be fresh. I want to watch some more Power Rangers, because every time anyone, especially on like Sailor Business, like Chris will talk about Power Rangers and be like, Jake probably knows, and then like talk about stuff, and I'm like, no, I don't know that. I haven't watched that far ahead. I just have the microphones to talk about it. but I want to watch Jungle Fury, and I want to watch RPM, and I want to watch Ninja Storm and a couple others. So yeah, we'll see. I'm watching Digimon Frontier right now, which is basically Digimon the Power Rangers season. It's pretty awesome.
Right.
So, anyway, after Astronema thinks twice, she throws the Morpher back, and like I said, it lands like on his wrist. So he grabs it, doesn't morph yet, but now has the courage and strength to knock the Needle Boy off. So he goes, stumbling away, and Anders jumps up, is like, Carone, you gave me my Morpher back. And then, like, no 360 no scope kicks the monster in the face, like just does like a spinning back kick, and he backs up and he morphs.
It's all one motion. It's like the spinning back kick, he stops, morphs, spins back around and hits him again.
Yeah, and then there's like a little fight, and then he's like not even paying attention to Flying Colors, and he like is like turns around, is like, Carone, are you out there still? Flying Colors shoots a bunch of needles at him, and he just like flips around with his spiral saber and blocks them all, and they just like clatter to the ground, and it's pretty awesome. Then the others show up and they bring everybody to Sentai footage, and it's clearly a different place. Like, it was like sort of like, if I can be realistic with you, it looks a little bit like the Triangle area of Austin to me.
Okay. I see that.
And then it's like industrial park. it's like a factory. So they do some fighting. There's not a lot, because they just pull out the quad blaster and the spiral saber blaster and shoot him and kill him. And he gets saddle lasered.
He doesn't. He lands on his butt, and then it cuts to the Rangers like, yes, and it just cuts back to him big.
So we've seen monsters grow without the saddle laser.
Yep.
We've also seen the saddle laser fire and them just grow and not like actually see the saddle laser part. I don't think Astronema did this. I think he just grew.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think she's still conflicted. I think she's still too busy thinking twice. So they have a little...
Jacob, did you ever think twice? It's hard.
It's tricky. And the few times I've thought twice, I didn't like it. So they fight. I don't remember. There's a fight. Guys, I'm a beer in, this is the second we've recorded tonight. I don't remember this fight until the money shot.
Yeah, if you've seen a Power Rangers fight, you've seen a Power Rangers fight. Like, the sword fight with Darkonda and Ecliptor was great at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
This fight is, like, kind of long.
It's kind of long. I don't remember anything that happens until they're like, hey, what if we just punched him in the needles? And so they do that.
He zaps them, and it's, like, it's draining their energy, because that's what every monster does.
Everything does that, yeah.
And he's like, oh, it's from his needles. And Andrew's like, I have an idea. And he Superman punches him in the needle arm. Not in the needle arm.
In the needles.
Fist bumps him and breaks all his needles off.
But like perpendicular. So it breaks all the needles off. It's a pretty good idea.
But what I was going to say is this episode is like probably half just fight scenes with like a couple plot points just quickly sprinkled in.
Yeah, we talked about like the Power Rangers movie making its budget back for 16 minutes. And yep. We're almost done with the episode in the 16 minutes since then, or 20-ish, I guess. The rest of this is pretty good stuff. So he dies, obviously. They V3 him. He's dead. We cut to Astronema on like a mountaintop talking to an omniscient floating torso of Dark Spectre who's like, kill your brother. Like, basically, he's like, okay, you know, pretenses are over. Kill your brother.
Yeah, kill your brother. Done.
And she's like, I will, because I'm evil. I'm still evil.
And then she turns and walks away, and like, if I'm remembering correctly, looks back a little bit over her shoulder with that conflicted astronomer.
Maybe
face.
She had to think twice about whether or not she was evil.
Maybe this is finally the think twice.
Maybe. So many options.
This is astronomer's think twice.
Choose your own think twice. So she walks away. We cut to Andros and the other Rangers, and last episode they were like, hey, you gotta convince her, and they were like mostly like cool with it.
Yeah.
And in this episode they're like, she might want to kill you even more now, like we don't know.
Yeah, they're making good points. It's either Cassie or TJ. They're very similar when they talk, you know.
Oh yeah,
it's one of those two that are like,
everything about them basically the same. I look at one, I'm like, man, you're just like the other one.
Yeah. But they're basically like, yeah, she's your sister, but, like, she's still Astronema. She's still very dangerous.
Yeah.
And then I think it's Ashley that's like, that might make her want to kill you even more now.
And Anderson's like, yeah, but she, like, the monster would have destroyed me if she didn't throw me on Morpher back. Or it would have postured until I could have, like, breakdance fought my way out of it or whatever. But, like, both sides have points. So, you know, it works. The scene works. Then they get a Skype call from Astronema. Who's like, Andros, I need to speak to you on KO35 alone.
Yeah, because Deca pops on, is like, incoming message. And Alpha just turns around and is like, it's your sister. Like, look, that's true. You're
that's
right.
True.
You're not
but you've
wrong.
Known for one day.
But maybe just say it's Astronema.
Yeah. It's Corone. If you want to get familial.
Corone.
Yeah. So he's like, I'm going. And they're like, what if it's a trap? And he's like, I don't care. I'm going and I'm going alone. And he just leaves. And I feel like they should have hung back for a second on the Rangers to be like, we're going to follow him, right?
For the 2 15-minute fight scenes we got, maybe cut them down and slow this one down a little bit.
Yeah, because it's like, bam,
it's like,
bam,
yeah,
bam, bam.
She's my sister. She's dangerous. No, she's not. She's on the phone. I'm going. Like,
yeah, and it's like, whoa. And then like the Rangers say nothing after. He's like, I'm leaving. I'm going alone. And I would have just liked one like hold back of TJ being like, we're just going to like hover around there and make sure it's cool.
Yeah, we'll keep you up on the screen because we can do that even if we can't track
you. Even
where
if we can't
are.
Track you, we can see you in space. So they meet on KO35. They like, Anders is early. She shows up about a minute later and he hides for a second, but then like pops out from behind a trellis. Is he nervous?
I don't know if he's nervous or just as much like,
are there any Quantrons here?
Or just observing her, like just watching her be Corone for a minute.
Yeah, because and we'll talk about it in the best and worst, but like I really like how she is portraying her confliction. I think
this is a thing that happens in movies a lot, right? I'm not making that up, where like someone will go to meet, so if it's like romantic or like a long lost something, and they'll like see them and hold back for a minute before they approach.
Yeah.
Just to, like, observe them for a second.
It's like, to get the nerves up, to, like, figure out what you're going to say, to figure out your angle, like, what you're coming at. A lot of reasons. And I think it works because he doesn't like hide for very long. He's not being weird about
it. No, he just like scooches behind a tree. I think probably just trying to read her body language a little bit.
Yeah, or just like scouting. Just like, yeah. Sure, she's alone. Okay, so he goes out and they talk about. He's like, you remember who you are? She's like, I don't know who I am right now, and the right now. It's like the very important part of that sentence because like she's in a lot of different places and I really like it.
Yeah.
There's a reason Astronomer is my favorite bad guy and we are finally getting to it. well, there's a lot of reasons. This is the number one and I'm very excited. And he's like, you know, as kids, we wanted to be Power Rangers. You didn't want to be Astronomer.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's very specific. Of course you didn't want to be Astronomer.
There was an opening at the League of Evil or whatever.
For an Astronomer.
For Astronomer.
And she just like
for one astronomer,
she didn't have any other options. You know, college not what it used to be.
No,
doesn't guarantee a good job. Hate to break it to you, kids.
it's only gonna get worse, probably.
Yeah, hey, it's rough times. I like the idea that they wanted to be Power Rangers. That's pretty cool. Is that why she was kidnapped again? Don't tell us, but like. Like, why? Like, I just don't know why she was kidding. Like, I hope they come out and say it, but like, they haven't yet. And
yeah.
And I want to know, but I want to find out on the show because I've forgotten and that excites me. So now my working theory is like, her and Andros were like in line to be Power Rangers. And they were like, if they're together, they'll be unstoppable.
Right.
So we got to split them up and make her evil because they're very powerful. I don't know.
She also was kidnapped. Immediately after using psychic power.
Yeah, and like I feel like there'd be like a sort of Wonder Twins situation if they were together and their psychic powers would amplify each other. I mean, we'll never know. And she hasn't used her psychic powers.
I don't ever remember her actually using them. They took her too young. She forgot them.
She didn't practice. It's like a muscle, according to Zane and Andros. she's like, I can take you to Zordon. I forget the connective tissue here because I had to turn the volume up because they got very quiet for some reason.
It's because it's very serious.
It's a very serious scene. She's gonna take him to Zordon. He's like, oh man.
And also, she doesn't want Dark Spectre to hear.
I guess. I mean, they're not even like under an awning or anything. It's just like out in the open, but he's got ears and eyes, at least in a cave, maybe in a couple other places. Come back to the ship. Andros comes on board, and then he's like, here's Astronomer.
They're like, how'd it go? He came back alive, so they're all like, oh, thank God, because they were probably stressing out so bad.
And then he came back, and TJ's like, oh, you're back. What happened? And he's like, here she is.
Well.
And they all get into fight positions, and she's like, well, she's my sister, guys.
Like, she's just like glaring at them in the doorway.
Oh, she is so not even scared a little bit.
Yeah, she's still Astronomer. Like, I will just end all of you right now.
Yeah, like if you're feeling froggy, jump.
Yeah.
they don't. Good thing. But she says, like, I can take you to Zordon. And she's like, yeah, because you kidnapped him. She's like, actually, I didn't. That was Dark Spectre. Like, she doesn't, like, go into it. But, like, she didn't. And she never had any part in the transportation. As far as I can remember, she was always on Kill Power Rangers duty.
Yeah.
So.
Run interference.
She's not lying. And she's like, he's on the jungle planet of Unova.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is a Goron in Breath of the Wild.
Maybe.
Maybe I'm saying one of them wrong. I don't know. TJ's like, all right, if she's coming with us, she's going to be restrained. And it's like, no, that's ridiculous. And she's like, yeah, whatever. I don't care. Like.
Andros is not ridiculous. Like, I understand.
Like, it's your sister, and, like, you're trying to, like, form the relationship.
But you also have, like, been fighting her this whole
time.
She
has shot you with lightning several times, so, like, maybe...
Earlier today.
So, like, maybe just, like, a little caution couldn't hurt. So, they need her because there's a force field around the planet, and she can just tell Dark Spectre to drop it, I guess, and he will.
I'm sure she'll have to manipulate him a little more than just be like, hey, put that down.
Yeah. Hey, pal. Please? For me?
For me?
For your friend?
Ecliptor's daughter?
TJ says, Dekka, set in course. Set in a course.
Which is not how it sounded. Say that really fast out loud to yourself and let me know how you think it sounds.
So, and he doesn't say that. It doesn't say what you think he says. He says, set in a course, which is also not the expression and does sound like something else if you say it fast, for... Unova or Yunbobo or whatever
Unova's
it's called.
A Pokemon region. Now you're just no crossovers banned, mister.
What's it called then?
Uganda.
That's a real place here on Earth. And it's not there. But then he says, set in a course for maximum hyper rush velocity.
Oh, man, they are putting a hurry on this
one. Yeah, this is going to cost you at least $15, but it will get you there overnight.
If I had to guess, they'll be there next episode. They're going so fast.
Absolutely. That's it. That's the end of the episode. Astronomer's not restrained when we end, so I imagine next time she'll show up in chains.
Or she'll just have, like, some handcuffs on.
She'll just be sitting in a chair in the corner, like, all right, fine, whatever.
Tell the truth. A shoelace just draped over her. Anderson's like, I tied her up.
I tied her. It's ridiculous.
You guys are being ridiculous.
Josh, I started. What's the best?
Oh, I don't know.
The best is Astronema, Melody Perkins is playing the confliction.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Melody Perkins' acting, I think, is the best.
Yeah.
Which is good. She's come a long way in a pretty short amount of time, because I feel like not even a few episodes ago, we were like, anytime you want to hit that stride.
No, I feel like it's been a while. I feel like it's been at least like 5 to 10 episodes, somewhere around there. Because like those first three were really bad, but she had nobody to play off of.
That's true. She was just standing in a dark room.
Yeah, and ever since then, she like figured it out, and she's had people to play off of, and she's been doing real good. And especially even in this one where she doesn't have anyone to play off of, she's like being pensive, looking at buildings. Like, it really works for me. What's the worst?
Can I just worst Dark Specter? I don't like him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my worst, too. He sucks.
He doesn't do anything, and he looks and sounds so stupid.
He's just Malagor. They beat him with Turbozord.
That's a turbo puppet. Get him out of my in space.
I think he looks cool.
I think he looks. He's too far into the goofy direction for me to take him seriously as the biggest threat.
Yeah, that's my problem, is that he doesn't seem like the biggest threat. And we also never actually see him. We just see, like, him...
A hologram.
Like, floating in the sky. Like, yeah, hologram in the sky. And he also does sound like Donkey Lips still, which just doesn't help, because I can't unhear it.
There's no way all these people are scared of you.
Yeah. Dark Honda is definitely not scared of him.
No, Dark Honda's trying to usurp him. I'm pretty sure that's his
end game. I think that's his game. Is to like,
if I can get Astronema out of the way, then I can take out Dark Specter, then I can rule the universe.
Yeah, or if I can get Astronema out of the way, I can get closer to Zordon, I can get all that Zordon juice, and then I can beat this guy. Dark Specter.
Say goodbye to Dark Specter and hello to Dark Honda.
The worst of all the Ondas. And who's the MVP?
Astronema.
Yeah, kind of always. Like, she's great.
Yeah, but she's, like, doing stuff now.
She does do stuff in this episode, so that's good. I would give it to Andros, but Astronema, I liked what she was doing more. Like, when she threw the morpher back, like, she went through a lot of emotions to get there.
She did end up throwing it back, but it did not seem like she wanted to do that.
Yeah, like, she did, but she didn't. She threw it, and she was like, shouldn't have done that. Like,
yeah, and then she threw it, she was like, shoot, and then she left.
And she left. It was awesome. Like, and that's why he, like, kept turning around, like, come back, and it led to a pretty good fight scene. So, yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, me too.
So we will see you on Monday for something.
Hang on.
No. Friday. This is a Monday episode. This is 277.
Yes.
We'll see you on Friday
for the Rangers Leap of Faith.
Oh, man. Because they're going to the jungle planet. Got to do a lot of jumping on a jungle planet.
That's right.
Obviously. So we'll see you on Friday. But until then, may the power protect you.
Bye.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 277, Power Rangers, episode 27, Astronema Thinks Twice. You didn't look up the date, did you?
I did, but you said Power Rangers, episode 27.
I'm taking it again from the top. I'm doing it again from the top!